My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about when AI will replace PPC or paid media jobs.
The thing with pay-per-click jobs is a lot of it is text-based, right? We're not talking about Facebook ads. We're straight up talking about Google ads, Bing ads, and we're talking about the ads that you see when you're doing a search on Google or Bing, the search engine, not necessarily banner ads all over the web or world. And what we're seeing right now is with pay-per-click ads, a lot of it just tends to be keyword research and click-through rate on your titles and description and making sure the user experience on your landing page is great. I think within the next 12 to 24 months at the latest, you're going to start seeing AI do a better job with figuring out what titles and descriptions will end up generating the most clicks. Because if you can use data and mass scale, assuming you have access to the data, which a lot of these tools will, like the SEMrush, Ahrefs, Ubersuggest, etc., they can end up figuring out a much quicker point in which, hey, what titles and descriptions are going to generate the most clicks. Heck, even Eric's ClickFlow, which has been around for 2 years now, Eric, is that correct? Has tons and tons of data. And he even published a report with Brian Deed from Backlinko on what generates the most clicks from a title and a description standpoint. And when you think about humans doing it, a bot that can go through millions and millions of iterations is probably going to do a better job than human. Sure, a human may need to fine tune a little few things here and there, but I believe a bot won't just be replacing a human when it comes to copy. I actually think they're going to be able to do a better job because they can test so many more variations. They can look at data in a much simpler and better way than a human can.
Yeah, I mean, the way to look at this is, you know, if Neil and I are trying to compete with a calculator or like a scientific calculator, there's no way we can win on the calculation. And so when you have a machine...
What are you talking about, dude? I can do it all in my head. I'm kidding.
So anyway, the point here is that look, we can't compete with computers when it comes to numbers, when they're fine tuning things, when they're optimizing. And so we did an episode two episodes ago on content marketing jobs. That one's probably a little more safer because there's a creative aspect to it. This one, if you're just Google search right now, you're probably in trouble if you don't diversify in the next couple of years. If that's all you're good at, running those ads, right? Like right now, you're probably okay. But my opinion is you have to learn to be creative and you have to learn how to diversify your skills and become a T-shaped marketer, which we've talked about this in the past. I think I'm with Neil. 12 to 24 months, I do think, you know, people are going to be in trouble. And I do think if you have an agency that only does paid media and if you haven't diversified into figuring out creative copywriting, that type of stuff, then you're going to make it really, the switching costs are too simple, right? Too easy, meaning that it's too easy for people to say, okay, goodbye paid media agency. Let's just go with the Google or the Facebook or the Amazon AI. And then all of a sudden you don't have a business. So I think it's really important right now if you have any type of agency like that, or if you're working for a company and you're just focused on Google search, you have to think about how do I diversify or else I'm going to get replaced in the next 12 to 24 months.
Yeah. Make sure you check out marketingschool.io/live if you want to learn more about marketing, the trends, where things are going in the future. We're meeting up in San Francisco and we would love to see you guys there.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.